Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here today with Nick Koshelik from the Kiffel Kitchen Bakery in Bath, which bills itself as the world's largest producer of authentic hand-rolled kiffles. That's quite a claim. Nick, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you, Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great today.
Awesome. Hey, everyone.
Well, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I think there's a handful of people that might not know what a kiffle is. So why don't you do a quick explanation about what a kiffle is and kind of its origins?
Absolutely. Well, a kiffle is an authentic Eastern European pastry, and it's made from butter and cream cheese. And what makes our kiffle so good, and the kiffle in general so good, is the fact that we're using the best ingredients. And what comes down to the process and the way we're making it like it would come out of your Graham's kitchen. So we're using a good old-fashioned wooden rolling pin, and we fill it with some of our most popular flavors, walnut, apricot, raspberry, prune, delicate flaky pastry that you can eat pretty much for dessert or anytime. Like,
and when you say hand-rolled wooden rolling pin, just like it'd be out of a kitchen.
I'm talking, if you went up to our bakery right now, you'd probably see and hear about 15 to 20 rolling pins hitting the tables. And to me, that's what takes it to get to the proper product and something that's going to taste like it's coming out of your own kitchen, like a baked good. It comes down to that technique. You really can't skip on it. There's no kiffle machine, Mike.
Well, just a human.
Just a human, yep.
How did the Kiffel Kitchen originate back in 1985?
1985, yeah. My mom actually started it. She was a stay-at-home mom at the time, watching over me and my brother. She just kind of wanted to make a couple extra bucks for us, Mike. So she was in thinking one day, had her Graham's recipe for kiffles. So she started making them out of our basement. And she would just kind of sell them to family and friends here and there. They came pounding on her door, Mike. They wanted more. Give me more. Give me more. Fast forward about 40 years. Here we are, a full-blown business making over a million kiffles a year by hand, too.
And what's your first kiffle memory?
Oh, gosh. Probably my first kiffle memory would be making white bakery boxes probably when I was shouldn't have been working for the Kiffel Kitchen. You know, I think maybe when I was like 8 or 9 years old. I do remember in my parents' house making white bakery boxes for the pre-orders and stuff that for Christmas, especially. Christmas is a big time for our product and our holiday. But that would probably be my first memory, yep.
So your first memory was about the business more than the flavor.
It was more, yeah, the kiffles. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure apricot kiffles are special. I still have a thing for them. They're one of my favorites. But yeah, I remember my parents put me to work at a really young age.
Now, you mentioned it, your mother got the recipe. It was the grandmother's recipe. Did the grandmother come over from Eastern Europe?
No, it was just an actual recipe that she found in a recipe book from her gram. So it was, she dug it out and just started making them. And it was amazing how I do actually, another memory I have when I was very young was people coming to the door, knocking on the front door. And that's actually how we started. We were selling out of our house. So making them all out of the basement.
Yeah. Is there something special about the recipe other than kind of the fact that it's something your grandmother made?
Yeah, I think what makes our kiffle so unique and so delicious and why we people keep coming back for them is two things, Mike. My mom always taught me you have to use the best ingredients. If you start with bad ingredients, even if the process and the technique is good, you're going to finish with just a subpar product. Now, if you use good ingredients and then you're also using that technique where you get it down to the proper thinness, something you're making out of your own kitchen, you combine those ingredients with the proper technique and you're going to have a really good final product. And that's what makes our kiffle, to me, I feel like the best, one of the best pastries you can have, man. They're good.
Is there a special type of flour that's used?
Not really a special type of flour. No, we do use a very high-end butter and cream cheese and a high-end flour, but there's really nothing too unique about it. It's more the process that we're making it and the way we're making them, too.
And when you say cream cheese, so it's butter and cream cheese together that form the dough with the flour.
That's correct. Yep, we make the dough every day, every morning from scratch. So we're not bringing anything in. This is made from scratch. It's a good old-fashioned way, putting it all in a mixer and mixing it right up.
How do you train people to get consistency over and over again in terms of rolling that out and making everything?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a group of amazing bakers. And I can't lie, it's definitely not. Anyone who's made kiffles before knows it's not an easy process or easy to do. But we do have a really good training procedure that we kind of slowly kind of roll them into, literally roll them into the process and everything. And my mom's made so many of them over the years. We have it down pretty pretty down pat to where, you know, it does take a good couple weeks or so to get them on board, but it's definitely not an easy process.
Yeah. Well, you got to get the muscle memory. There's not a machine doing it, right?
No machines, no Kiffle machines.
What goes into the nut filling that makes it so delicious?
The nut filling is really unique for us. So what we do, we actually bring in our walnuts from California. We hand grind them in our facility. And what makes that so nice is the fact that we can control, like when we're grinding our nuts, and we can control the amount of sugar that is going into the nut filling. So to me, my mom always taught me, don't use too much sugar. A lot of bakeries just mask the flavor with too much sugar in their pastries. So we're combining the perfect amount of sugar and walnuts. That way, when you bite into our nut kiffle, you're going to actually taste the nut, which to me is the star player. So pure vanillas, whole eggs, whole milk, all the best ingredients too.
And it's important to find that right balance between the amount of filling and the amount of pastry too.
Sure.
You don't want to have anything that's too much pastry or too much filling, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Because if you, you're correct there. If you do put too much of, say, the sweet filling in it and you know, not enough pastry dough, you're just going to kind of get overwhelmed with the sweetness and that. So we got like the perfect mixture of amount of fillings per the pastry dough too.
And go over again some of the fruit fillings that you offer.
Yeah. So my favorite, Mike, is the apricot. Our apricot kiffle is delicious. We source for the lightest color apricots. So you're going to taste that tanginess when you bite into them. Then we do raspberry. We have some seasonal flavors right now. We do the mango, strawberry, blueberry, lemon. We have about 12 different kiffle flavors. Prune, that's a very popular one.
The Lekvar,
right? You're probably waiting for that one.
Yeah.
The Lekvar, that's very traditional. So like nut, apricot, raspberry, Lekvar are definitely our most popular ones. But we do about 8 other seasonal ones. Cranberry, strawberry, mango, guava is another one. So yeah, we kicked it up a notch, let's say.
And really, the quantity that you're making, it's not just serving the Lehigh Valley. You have a national audience because you've been on QVC for years, right?
Correct.
How'd that come about and what's that done for the business?
Oh, that's a really awesome story. QVC came to me. It's been about 10 years. One of their reps actually sent me an email. And at first, Mike, I thought it was fake. I'm like, this can't be real. They want me to come on QVC. So I'm sitting here
making kiffles,
selling these things nationwide. I'm like, come on. But, you know, as a business owner, you got to take everything seriously. So I followed through with it, reached out, found out it wasn't fake. Went through a process. They had to have me come down and do some training to go on live TV and all this stuff. So it took about a year and a half to actually get our product on there. But we did. And I think the first airing we sold, it was in the paper and everything, but we sold about 40,000 kiffles in 4.5 minutes and sold out. And here we are 10 years later, still doing them. I was on a couple weeks ago and we did about 50,000 in 8 minutes. So it's awesome. Yeah, we've had a great relationship with that. And we ship, like you said, we ship nationwide too, directly through our website as well.
And they must travel well.
They do. Yep. We ship them all. We pack them. We hand pack them in. We got gift boxes. We got gift tins. We put bubble wrap in them so they get there nice and safe, ready to eat.
Yeah. And then we've been talking primarily about kiffles, but there are other items you make, some kind of in the same family of nut tossies. What are those all about?
Yeah, well, we turned kind of into like a full-blown bakery at this point. So we do the kiffles, like you said. The nut tossies is probably one of our second most popular and unique, delicious pastries. So that's like a little cup with a brown sugar mixture in the inside with the walnuts on top. A lot of the people listening probably have had those and know how delicious they are. And I do feel like our nut tossie, we put a little extra time and effort into making it the perfect like thickness too, that they're, to me, some of the best tossies you can get. It's a big, big popular item now too.
And even more laborious than kiffles, right?
I tell you what, they are very hard to make, the nut tossies. Yes. Very hard. Yeah. No nut tossie machine either.
Right. Not going to be automated anytime soon.
No, it ain't.
And you also make Hungarian rolls.
Yeah, we do our Hungarian rolls, which is also considered a kolache. It's like a yeast bread dough. We do walnuts filling, which is extremely popular. Another big one flavor-wise is poppy seed. That's a huge seller. So, yep, we got the poppy seed. We're now actually selling those at some of the local Wegmans stores, too. We got about 10 Wegmans on board about a year and a half ago to sell some of our product there. So keep a lookout for our stuff there. But yeah, and then we do raspberry rolls, apricot rolls. So that's a big item, too. We make about 700 to 800 of those a day, every day, year round. So we do a lot of those.
And then you have other baked goods that are available at your location or online, right?
Yes. Yeah. If you're near either our Allentown Fairgrounds Farmers Market location or our retail store on 589 at the Morristown Drive Shop on Route 512, we do about 23 different pastries now. So come on out. You know, we do Italian ricotta cookies. We do our black bottom cream cheese cupcakes, which are delicious. Minnesota cookies, which is like a butter cookie with ground walnuts and sugar on the top, almond cookies, raspberry almond cookies, and a bunch of different other cupcakes options as well.
To what extent, especially with a kiffle, you're talking about, you know, people think about their grandmother making it or something like that. To what extent are they buying the food because it's delicious, but there's also this nostalgia that comes with it?
You're right. My dad always had a saying that he feels kiffles pull from the heartstrings, and I agree with that too. It's one of those things where it's not just that you're eating a delicious pastry. A lot of people, it's amazing how many people might come to me at the store and say how it brings back memories. I've had customers come to me almost in tears saying it just reminds them of family, you know, and all that. So you're right. It does have a lot of meaning to people. It's a lot of tradition during the holidays especially. But, it definitely tugs on the heartstrings, as my dad would say. Yep.
Now, is there something that you like to have with kiffles? You a coffee person?
I'll tell you what, I'm a big coffee person, yeah. So you can't go wrong with that. They're pretty much, I do get that question a lot, like, when's the best time to have kiffles? And to me, you can pretty much any time, morning, you got a snack in the afternoon. Dinner for dessert for sure, but coffee goes great with them. Can't go wrong with maybe a glass of wine too. Why not?
Just give it a shot.
Give it a shot, yeah.
And then kind of with the nostalgia aspect, are you finding that that rings true more with older clientele, or are there younger people too that are kind of getting into this whole idea where it kind of transcends generations?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have more of an older, our main customer base has been older, but I'll tell you what, over the last like 5 or so years, especially with our social media presence like Instagram and Facebook, we're pulling in a lot more of the younger crowd too, you know, just because they're trying the pastries. I think a lot of people are shopping small now instead of going to like big chains and all that. They're coming out to the little bakeries. So, and even like our farmers market locations get so many walk-through customers up in Allentown. So we're bringing in some of the younger crowd, which is great because I love pushing for that too, because that's the next, that's what we need, you know? I mean, yeah. That's the next generation. So that's been picking up too. So that's good.
So with the presence online and on QVC, have you actually shipped any kiffles to Eastern Europe?
I tell you what, we personally do not ship international just because of the custom forms and all that. But a lot of customers ask. I just had a call this week to ship some to Poland. So what we'll do is we'll ship to the customer and then they ship it to postal service overseas, because our product does last. If it's in a tin in the mail, you know, you can get about 2 weeks out of it. So we do have people sending overseas all over the place, to be honest, but we don't personally do it. It has been done.
Where can people find you online, website and social?
Yeah, the handles? Yep. Our website is kifflekitchen.com. And we ship, like I said, you can go right on there, put an order, and we ship nationwide, fresh. We bake it, pack it, ship it fresh anywhere in the country. And then you can also find our Kiffle Kitchen Facebook and Instagram as well. So that's something to check. We do almost daily posts on there. We do specials and stuff too, so you can kind of keep informed with what's going on at the bakery.
Nick, glad to finally get you here at WDIY. Great story. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good one, everyone.
I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish.